Welcome to the End-to-End ICO series, where you learn how to launch your own ICO straight from the experts.
Hello, hello. We are back on Crypto Nights with another interesting topic for today. Let's talk about an interesting topic, the light paper. If you haven't heard about the light paper, well, you just heard it from us or heard it from me for the first time. You've heard a white paper, you've heard a pitch deck. You possibly haven't heard a light paper, have you? So let's dig in. What is a light paper? Simply put, a light paper is almost like a teaser version of your white paper. It gives out enough information from the white paper that arouses a certain amount of curiosity that makes them go, geez, this sounds fantastic. I would like to dig in. And then that's when they get to the white paper, right? So the white paper is a longer version. The light paper is the shorter version. And if those of you who are movie buffs here, your light paper is just like a trailer to the actual movie. It reveals enough good stuff without giving away the entire plot, right? In this case, you're giving them a tease about the idea, you're introducing the concept and why it sounds so exciting and why they should be a part of this. Got it? So that's as far as the light paper is concerned. How long should a light paper be? Well, questions regarding how long, how big, how soon, you know, whenever it comes to quantity, it depends. But for the most part, you don't want to be a light paper to be anything more than 10 to 12 pages. That's literally the outer limit. But if you can really sum it up in 7 to 8 pages, or maybe 5 to 6 pages, you're a genius. Remember, genius creates simplicity. It's ordinary people that actually create complexity. If you're able to take all the crucial elements of your white paper or your business and distill it down to a few critical elements and put it in a light paper, that's exactly what you're looking for, right? The trailer, remember the Hollywood trailer, never forget about it. What's in it? Let's discuss what goes into a light paper. What goes into a light paper are your high-level summary of the business idea, the problem that you're addressing, the solution, the size of the market, what is so unique about your crypto solution. You're not giving away any secret sauce or explaining the model in detail. You're not putting out any formulae here. You're not explaining how mining is done in detail. You might talk about a few behaviors, mining-related incentives, a lot of these sorts of activities that happen, and that's pretty much it. And at a high level, you're going to talk about the money that you want to raise and what you're going to do from it. So very, very simple and straightforward. That's what goes into a light paper. Who writes a light paper? Usually the same team that wrote the white paper should also write the light paper, because the style of reading, the language, the consistency, all of that should naturally flow from the light paper to the white paper. If the authorship is different between one to the other, you're going to have a completely different response. Imagine you saw, going back to our Hollywood example, imagine you saw a trailer to a film and you went into the theater thinking that it was directed by Steven Spielberg and you had Oliver Stone and you were like, gee, I have no idea what film I really watched, because the trailer looked like something and the actual film is totally different. So ideally it should be the same team. And another way, for those of you who are familiar with documents, to look at the light paper is to sort of look at it like a slightly enlarged version of the executive summary. So the executive summary is a concise version of the larger document, whatever document you're looking at. So that's exactly what you need to think about. Okay, so a Hollywood trailer or an executive summary or just a concise representation of the high level points of your white paper or your business. That is exactly what goes into the light paper. And to a certain extent, it's not necessarily somewhere between, I feel like telling you that it goes somewhere between a pitch deck and a white paper, but I don't think so. I know a pitch deck is also some sort of an abbreviated version, but sometimes pitch decks go into detail when it comes to numbers and that sort of stuff, but a light paper doesn't really touch upon any of those aspects. Got that?
You like this episode? Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Google Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at www.cryptonights.io. That's CRYPTOKNIGHTS.io.